This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 138 for Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Welcome. I forgot my props.
You forgot your props?
I can put them on. My YouTube.
You got props?
I got props. You want to see them?
I have no idea what you're talking about, so this is news to me.
Oh, I don't know where I put them. Hang on.
I'll ad lib here while Lisa finds them. I don't know what she's doing.
I got mad props, man.
You got mad props. And while Lisa's doing whatever silly thing she's doing, this is the post Philadelphia Times Show edition. Oh, my Lord.
That's better now. What? It's bright in here.
Okay, right.
I can't believe it. I went to the eye doctor today. My pupils have been dilated. It's really kind of bright in my office. And they, you know, they give you these shades, and they're so ugly. I just figured I'd get some use out of them. Come on, somebody in the chat, tell me they're cool. Steph, help me out.
Oh,
it's not like
oh
I can read anything, but...
You look like... I don't know.
I look like one of those blue hairs, right?
Like
one of
these, just kind of wiggle your head around.
Oh, that's Stevie Wonder. I can't get it right.
Stevie Wonder, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's bright, man.
All right.
So, yeah, it's been a busy couple of days. We got home from the show. I can't see. We're all good. Show was phenomenal.
It was a really fun show. It really was.
It was. Steph, you rock for the donuts.
Yeah, Steph is awesome.
And Steph, thank you for dinner.
Wait a minute.
Because a good friend would just say thank you.
It would just say thanks.
Exactly. So Philadelphia was great. We left Thursday afternoon so that we could arrive Friday morning just in time to unpack and get settled.
Yeah, it was about what? Did we get there about 9? 10.
10. We actually, it's about 8 o'clock. You know, we were hour and a half, not even an hour and a half out, and just couldn't do it. We had to pull over. Yep. Needed a little nap, but it took us through the whole day. So, although I will say that any of you who were at the Philadelphia Penn Show on Friday and spoke with us, we don't remember.
I don't really remember much of the day.
We were zombies.
And to top it all off, the biggest thing. Okay, so now this year, the Philadelphia Show was one floor higher than it was last year. So the first thing we do is we've got a routine now for Philly because we've gone a couple years in a row. It's our third year now? Fourth year? Third.
Mm-hmm.
Third year. And so we, instead of going to the front and parking out front and unloading, we just go to the loading dock or the parking ramp. We put everything on our cart, and then we take up the elevator and we go in. And so we do that, and we go to the mezzanine, which is the second floor, and we get up, and nobody's there.
Yeah, we're ready. We walk
Nobody
into the ballroom, no
there.
Tables, no nothing.
And so I'm a little nervous because just a week ago, who was it? Was it Bill?
Mario
was saying, hey, listen, you know, you're going to be waiting a long time if you go on, you know, this the weekend of 17th. And I'm thinking, did we go the wrong weekend?
Oh, no, we would not do that.
We're pretty good about that. As it turns out, I forgot the show was actually on the third floor, the ballroom floor. And so that was great. We got up there. And for whatever reason, the ballroom floor was like 85 degrees, no joke, all weekend.
Sunday was finally a little better, but Friday and Saturday were really... Friday was the worst, I thought.
Friday was really bad.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and Saturday wasn't much better.
No,
Sunday
it
was
wasn't.
A little cooler.
I'm usually cold, and I usually have a sweater on. And I took my sweater off, and I don't usually do that. It was just hot. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. So heat was the biggest thing, and sadly, I think on Sunday it was even hotter out in the hallway. So
yes, poor Adam was
poor
just
Adam from Bertram's Inkwell was just dying out there. But you know, what are you going to do? So there was the heat. So we started getting everything set up. It was a little different setup this year, a little different position.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. We were down further than we were last year, which I preferred the position we had last year, but it worked out. We got most everything set up on Saturday and or Friday. And
I thought that there was really good traffic, and a lot of people stopped by, asked questions, got to play with pens. I thought that business was really pretty brisk, all things considered.
Yeah, traffic was good. There was a lot of people interested. I think, you know, being the first show of the year, I think people are itching just to get out. Even if it is still January, people are itching to get out and look at pens, because if especially for those that do the show circuit, you've got a two-month time off. But if you don't, then it's even longer. So we all want to get back to looking at pens. And we kept – and we I don't think we bought much on the first day, as I recall.
Was that the day we bought the pens we're going to talk about?
I don't – like I say, I don't remember much about Friday, but I do remember walking past this particular set about a half a dozen times thinking – oh, you know what we should tell? There's a funny story before we talk about that.
Okay.
So we get in. We find out it's on another floor. Third trip, keys to the car get lost.
My fault. They're on a ring that I keep on my key ring. And the ring, it's I don't know what they're called. They open. They're supposed to open and close. Somebody help me out and tell me what they're called. They just came off. It came undone, and it came off. And it turns out that it – and I had the whole key ring – I carry too many keys – were in my hand as we were bringing one of the carts upstairs, and it just fell off. And so, you know, Brian's down at the car, and we've borrowed a cart from someone. So Brian's got two carts. So we can make fewer trips. And I run upstairs, I check with the concierge, check at the front desk, go upstairs. Someone had just turned them into Bert, so whoever that was, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. It would have been kind of a disaster because we only had two loads of stuff actually up at the tables, and we had AAA that would have gotten us there, but it would have gotten us there considerably later. But
I don't think you had your keys with you.
No, my keys were here at home, so it was no good.
So that was our little panic. No, not a carabiner. Those would have actually been much sturdier.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but it fell off.
Yeah, it fell off, so that was our first little panic.
So anyway, we're walking by, and one of the tables that we had to walk by is Jimmy Dolov, our good friend from Total Losses Products. And Jimmy's just—he's just so much fun to talk to, and Jimmy has offered a lot of good help and good advice to us as we have undertaken our store. But he had the set sitting on his table, and it was just right as you walked past it, and I saw it right away. I said, "Man, that's pretty," and I'm just starting to melt. And it came in a box that looks like this, and maybe we'll just tease you with that for a little bit. Brown box. It says, what does that say on there, honey? I can't.
It says gorgeous. That's what
it says. Gorgeous in gold lettering.
Yes, it says amazing writer. Gorgeous pen.
Amazing writer, yeah. And actually, I'll show you the box. This is really kind of a cool box. There's a profile.
It's different than the new ones.
It's different than the new ones. And for those of you listening to the audio podcast, you're just saying, Brian, tell me what the heck it is. It's an old style sailor box, and it's got this funky like velvet.
It's like a flocked velvet kind of thing, and it's got a it's not just a rectangular box. It's got kind of a humpback.
It's got a little bit of a slope to it here. It's really really funky. So you open it up, And this is what I see in the box. The inside is like this tan, kind of reminiscent of the Waterman, the current Waterman boxes. But I open it up and I see this. And I'm going to hold that up there for a little bit just so Wayne can see it. Maybe a little bit closer. Can you see that gorgeousness right there? It just sends chills down your spine. And some of you will recognize this. They will, but you know, Brian, it's the Lapis Magellan. It's a fountain pen and rollerball set with the original style nibs. And not just 3 weeks ago, we got this, which is the same pen.
And I got the green.
And Lisa got the lapis, or the
you got the jade. Lapis. I got the jade.
The jade, and we saw this set. And the ones we got, we didn't get with the nibs, so we had current nibs put in them. But these have the original nibs with the matching rollerball. No, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But the color on these.
We're going to sell it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what we're going to do with it.
We're going to sell it.
We're going to do something. The color, the color on mine is just. I mean, it's almost imperceptible, but there's a little bit of. I mean, it's I'm making a bigger deal out of it than it is. It's like 99%. So anyway.
It's a gorgeous set, and the price was right, so we snatched it up because. Brian doesn't think we're going to sell it. I think we're going to sell it, but I just couldn't leave it on Jimmy's table. He says he's been carrying it around for 2 years, and I think he's a liar because I would have remembered seeing it.
I think he is a liar. I can't believe it. Yeah, I've never seen that.
Now let's clarify. Yeah. Jimmy Dolan is the world's most honest man. We're not calling him a liar, but he says he's been bringing this thing to every show for the last 2 years, and I do not remember seeing it. And one of us, if not absolutely both of us, would have remembered and said something if we had seen this gorgeous sailor set. So I think that he's confused.
So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to sell my pen, the one that I just got.
Which is gorgeous.
Which is gorgeous, and it writes like a dream. And I'm going to keep the Magellan set.
Are you going to use the rollerball?
I don't know, but I have it. It's there. It comes in the... In fact, I think... I'm looking at the box here. The box has got the original barcode and everything on it. The box is actually for the rollerball.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous set. And then well, Jimmy came up with one price, and then about an hour later, the price was about 25% less.
Well, he told me what his first.
He was still
rolling. I'm shocked he's still in business. He, I saw it, and I said, okay, you know, what are you asking for it? I want it, and he gave me a price, and then he said, well, what do you want to pay for it? I'm like, that's a fair price. And went back and talked to Brian, and we got distracted with other things, and then we went back and.
Well, actually, the way it happened, I think the second time around that we went back, we were walking into the room for some reason, and you ended up stopping to talk with Jonathan Belli, the current PCA editor, the editor of the Pennant, you were talking with him, and I'm looking over at the sailor again. And all the other stuff that Jimmy's got on this little corner of his table, which is his little clearance table. And there was another box there that I believe you have handy, maybe?
I do. Everybody ready for this?
And I ask him the price, and he tells me, and I like hang on to it. I'm not letting anybody else get this. And here is what Lisa gets. See that?
It's a pilot.
It's a pilot. It's this gorgeous, what is that color? It's just a...
It's called gorgeous.
It's, well, yeah, it is gorgeous. I even like it. It's a light blue, bluish.
Yeah, it's a dusty light blue with purple undertones.
And it is the, of course, it's the metal Falcon with the soft medium nib. Stickered
in
the box.
So pretty.
Nice looking pen. And Jimmy says, okay, well, you can take it for this price. I'm like, okay. I'm going to take it. And then I asked him about the Magellan set, and he says, well, you know, if you buy that, I'll give it to you for this price. And then on top of that, I asked if he had any extra nibs, because I thought, well, if he's got, because I see he had a little box full of nibs. I said, do you have any extra of the older style Sailor nibs? And he says, well, I do. I thought, well, I'll put them in the Magellans that we just bought. And sure enough, Jimmy's got like two extra 21 carat nibs. One a zoom, one a medium fine. And he tells me the price. I'm like, okay, we're taking it all.
Yep. Wrap it up, baby.
So I may take the zoom nib. I'm thinking of taking the zoom.
I think you should take the zoom because the other's a medium fine, which would be perfect.
It's perfect for you. Right. It would be. It would be, actually, because I don't think you have a medium fine yet.
I do.
You do?
In my sky.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you had a fine in that.
No.
You're holding back on me. Well, anyway, so right there at Jimmy's table, two sailors, a pilot. Falcon, and two nice sailor nymphs we can add to the collection right away. Boom, done. That was kind of fun. It's fun shopping at Jimmy's table. I mean, we don't usually do that, but we did, and there it was.
What else did we buy?
Well, we got a couple things. I don't know if you want to talk about it now or you want to talk about it later and what's going on, but
we'll
I have it listed. Yeah,
right.
Okay. I think you deleted it, actually, off of the...
Oh, sorry.
Off the sheet. You deleted it.
I could undo it.
Yeah, why don't you undo that?
All right.
I wrote it down.
There you go. Friday set up. Shopping was brisk. Selling was brisk. It was great to see tons of people, which we'll get to in just a minute. And what else did we do? Not everybody was there yet, and some people were concerned because there were a number of empty tables. But, you know, Friday, if people are working or whatever, I thought that Saturday everything was pretty full.
Yeah, Saturday definitely was full. I would say it's about two-thirds full on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about going to a Penn show on Friday, for those of you who have not been, going to a show on a non-weekend day, or what sometimes they call a non-public day, is awesome in more ways than one. Number one, there are usually, for those vendors that are there, are more pens to look at. Now, there may not necessarily be more vendors, but the good stuff is sold before it ever gets to the public. Usually.
Yep.
And the other great thing about going on a non-public day is you actually have time to talk to people.
Yes.
Get up, you can walk around, you can find the deals, you can, you know, you got a question about something, great. You know, let's see what you got, let's take a look at it, let's adjust those times, let's do whatever.
We did quite a bit of shopping on Friday.
Yeah, we did.
We bought a significant amount of stuff on Friday, and then.
Well, it was kind of a little. It kind of freaked me out a little bit because it was like one thing after another coming to the table. We should mention our good friend Bob Everett.
Well, no, the stuff that was delivered to the table I had ordered. I'm talking about the things that we went and picked out.
Well, yeah.
But I'm all about the square inches, and we had a big, huge, to fit into the car, we had big, huge boxes of pen flush brought to us. We had several huge boxes of leather delivered, and then Bob Everett brought over this big box.
And we knew this was coming, but I sort of forgot about it.
I forgot.
And he was more than excited to get rid of this thing.
He was. He's so sweet.
Bob's a great guy. And for those of you who remember or have seen the walkthrough, the virtual tour of the store, we have two of the very large, they're about, what are they about?
18 inches high.
15, 18 inches tall, ceramic statues. They're point of purchase, point of sale statues that Schaefer made in the 40s for different gift-giving occasions, wedding, Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation, Christmas. And they're highly collectible. We have two of them. And when we bought the second one in Columbus, Bob Everett, who sold it to us, said, well, I've got one more. and I'm tired of lugging it around. So as soon as I get it back from being restored, you want to buy it, it's yours. So we picked up the third one in our collection. The this one is Mother's Day, is that right? Or Father's Day?
Father's Day. We, we had the Happy Couple, which we won in Columbus last year.
Two years ago.
Yeah. And then, well, a year ago and a couple months. And then this past Columbus show, we picked up the Mother's Day, and then he brought the Father's Day to us in Philly.
Yep.
So we're excited to have it.
So, and of course, now that we have three, we have to go try to find...
That's a collection.
Three is definitely a collection.
Three is a collection.
And Bob made it very clear to me, because I've been talking to some people. I talked to Dan Kirchheimer and even George Romakis, who I think I saw in the chat, trying to figure out exactly how many of these things they made. Right now, we can only come up with five. That may be it. I don't know if
Somebody
there's more.
Somebody said there were six.
I thought I remember there were six. I can't remember what the sixth is.
We're missing... call Dan or...
Roger Wooten or something. He would
Roger.
Know.
Okay.
So, Dan Kirchheimer couldn't remember.
Dan Reppert may know.
Dan might. I thought I asked him, though, and he couldn't remember either. But I don't remember seeing them anywhere. I mean, I haven't done extensive research, but you can't... They're not in, like,
magazines.
Yeah, you can't find them. So anyway, we've got to find the other two. But Bob made it very clear to me. He said that if he ever finds the Christmas one, and the Christmas one is reportedly to be the largest of the collection. It's like two or three times as wide. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this big, gigantic, monstrous thing. He says if he ever finds the Christmas one, he says there is no way he will ever sell it to us. He says, you're not getting that one.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate
it. All right.
But, yeah, so that was cool. I will admit that by the time the show closed Friday evening, we were done. We were fried. We had dinner plans. We were lucky enough to be able to take everything up to the room and lay down for about, 20 minutes, half an hour?
Yeah, I think it was about 20 minutes.
We said, it was awesome. It was so nice.
Yeah, so.
And we went and had a really lovely meal. And it was fun.
A place I can't remember. It was some Italian place. Steph, I'm sure we'll type it in the chat here in a minute, but we had dinner with Steph.
It was, you know, if I'd known how good the dessert was, I would have just had dessert. Like
had dessert
four
first.
Servings of dessert. Oh my God, to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
But, you know, it was fun to drive through the city or to be driven through the city and see things we saw last year and to kind of have a, don't misunderstand, I have no clue where we were and I have no clue how to get back from where we were back to the hotel. But we saw a number of landmarks that we recognized from last year. So that was, it was kind of fun to now have been there a couple times in a row. And, you know, we travel so much that there are certain things we see on our travels. Like when we go to Dallas, we see the Big Chief Indian in Big Chief Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think so.
And, you know, on the way to D.C., there's this radio station with a funny name and you know, all of this cool stuff. So it was nice to actually recognize landmarks.
Yeah.
And, down the block is this, and, oh, look, there's Independence Hall. That means this is right over there, and it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was fun. I don't remember what time we got back, but...
I don't know.
Saturday morning started early.
It did. We had a nice breakfast.
We did, and we met our favorite, here you go, food reference. I think we had a food reference earlier.
Food reference.
If you go to Philadelphia, there is a waiter in the restaurant for Ed. His name is Ed, yep, for breakfast. And he always, he's the funniest guy ever. He always asks if you want prune juice. You want prune juice this morning? Like, no, Ed, I don't want prune juice. I didn't want it last year. I didn't want it the year before. I don't want it this year. And come on.
He's just, with a straight, how can you not like prune juice? What do you have against prune juice? Have some prune juice. Why don't you want some prune juice?
And he points over to this guy that's sitting. Like,
some other guy.
Yeah, he goes, this guy over here, he had prune juice. He was 600 pounds a month ago or something like that. You know, I was like, oh, geez. Come on, man.
He's a trip. Yeah, so it's always good to see him. It's like when we go to Dallas, it's always awesome to see our favorite bartender, Ben, at the Dallas Hotel, and just feisty and spunky, and she's a trip. And Nicole in the Philly Hotel Bar, she certainly holds her own. And, you know, so you have these fixtures on the show circuit, and Ed is one of them. He's just, you can't help but smile when you're talking to him because he's just so funny.
Yeah, and he's a good waiter too. I mean, he takes care of you.
He's excellent. Yes.
Yeah, he knows in advance. He goes, here's some cups because you know you're gonna need it in the show. And
yeah,
I don't know how he remembers us. You know, he only sees us like 2 days out of the year, and then you get there next year and he remembers you. So.
Well, maybe because everybody else takes the prune juice and we don't. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe next year I'm gonna screw with them and I'm gonna take it.
Really?
No, I don't know. I've never had prune juice.
Well, maybe you don't like fruit though. I'll try it. I'll take one for the team.
You'll take one for the team. All right. Yeah. All right. But, so Saturday was about 84 degrees instead of 85. Although
it was
I
still
had.
Hot.
Yeah, like on Friday, though, I had like a t-shirt, I had a long sleeve shirt, and then I had a sweater.
Yeah. You know, so at least we were a little more prepared for the heat. I thought Saturday was really pretty good. We got to see quite a lot of people. It was pretty busy for a while.
Yep. And of course, Steph was there. Thank you, Steph, for helping out.
Thank you, Steph. Steph's our hero.
He is. We love Steph. We can't say enough good things about her. Oh, she's awesome.
Well, we could, but we'd be here all night.
Well, we would. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
But you know, there are so many awesome people who we see. You know, like in L.A., it was so awesome last year to be able to hang out with Paul so much at the show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so each show, and you know, Long Island, we're going to see Jenny again. That was awesome to do dinner and have funny memories of, you know, going to different restaurants, following the waiter down the wrong aisle, and you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's just, for me, it's probably the best part about shows is the people and to be able to go and hang out. And, you know, this time we got to spend quite a bit of time with Terumi, and that was cool. And, you know, so each show...
Decent picture, too.
Yeah. Each show brings us to you, where we get to hang out for a little while.
Yep.
So, but yeah, Steph was jumping behind the table helping out when we got super busy, and she was having a good time, and wicked sense of humor, that stuff.
Well, you know what also was,
procrastinating.
She was procrastinating? Oh, yes.
She was supposed to be studying, and, you know, it's pen show. What are you going to do, study pen show? Pen show won.
Saturday, of course, was the auction. I don't know if there's anything significant we want to discuss about Saturday. Looking around here.
It was interesting to me. I worked it again. I like to work the auctions. It's fun. Usually I'm giving you the look that says, don't even think about buying on that. Bidding on that.
Goodness.
But this time you were hesitating and I was just like, bid it up. Come on, bid on it. You want that. Bid it. Next time, I'm just going to bring my number and just start bidding.
We'll get to that in a minute. But there was, that did happen, believe it or not. I was stopping bidding, and Lisa was giving me the evil eye. And if you've never had Lisa give you the evil eye, let's put it this way. When your spouse gives you the evil eye, that's what it looks like. So.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that if you give me the evil eye, then I'm obeying, so.
Awesome. I remember
that. So I looked at the preview, I think, Friday, because it was just a table down, two tables down from us. May Hoarders were doing the auction. I don't know where Gary Garnham was this year. But Terry was doing it, and Ben And they had a nice spread, really, really nice spread of pens, some fresh stuff. Last year there were a couple items that got kind of moved from auction to auction. It got a little stale, but there were some nice fresh stuff.
Sort of like John Holland.
What's it?
Certainly
yeah.
The John Holland.
Yeah, maybe not as bad as that. But it was really cool. So there's some cool stuff, and I was tired, so I didn't really look at it all. Saturday comes, and I decide, well, I'm gonna look. We kind of looked through the list. We had dinner in the hotel, in the bar, which was okay. We looked through the list, and Lisa went to go take care of the bill, and Steph and I went up to the auction. And so I go and I look, and there's a couple pieces I'm interested in. So I write them down just as I normally do, and we're getting to the auction. We get into about number 40. And all of a sudden they come up, you know, it's Esterbrook Demonstrator. I'm like, okay, so I make it clear that the pen that they were auctioning off actually was an Esterbrook CX100. It's a cartridge pen. They actually made it in a clear version. That was not a demonstrator pen. It was not a salesman sample type thing. This was actually just like the Schaefer school pens.
School pens.
Yeah, they made it in a clear version. So it was a regular, it was not a demonstrator pen. There's no premium to be applied to this, although it's much more uncommon to find it in this configuration than, you know, the solid colors. I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, I didn't need it. I have one or two. And we go through a couple, and I look down on the list, and I see, again, Esterbrook Demonstrator. I'm like, I have no idea what this is. I have not seen this. And, of course, Rick Krantz is up there, and he's showing the pens, and he's walking. And there was kind of a weird layout. It was all kind of
It was a little odd.
Horseshoe, so there was no, you know, normally it's like two sets and then there's an aisle down the middle, and so then whoever's parading the pens just goes from side to side, and the bidding's starting, and Rick decides this time to go, instead of down our aisle, go down the other aisle and come back, and I'm like, I have no idea what this is. And he brings it over and I see it, because I hadn't seen it in the preview, and sure enough, it's an actual demonstrator pen. And for the life of me, now, we've only been home for 28 hours, so I haven't had a chance to do any research, but this is very similar to, similar but not exact. It's a very scarce pen, similar to the Esterbrook Converter line, if some of you are familiar with that particular pen. It has a gorgeous cap. It looks like it's a kind of like a Cecil A cap. It's like the Phaeton 300 cap, but cross-hatched with gold, like gold plating inside the hatching. It's very, very, very distinctive, very attractive looking pen. And then it's a felt tip. Yes, it doesn't have a nib, right? But it's a transparent barrel. So it is a demonstrator. I actually only have one of these pens in my collection, so this is pretty cool.
Cool.
So yeah, I had no idea it was even in the auction, so I did get that. You were bid on some stuff too, weren't you? So you kind of raised your hand.
Like to play.
You just like to play. I did.
You know, there are some things that you know are going to go for a lot of money, and sometimes it's fun just to be like the first or the second bidder, knowing you're immediately going to get outbid. But you know, you just got to play just once.
Yeah. So, yeah. There were a number of nice hard rubber pens. There were a number of nice Victorian items. Some dip pens that were just amazing. Number 7 size, number 8 size, really cool markings on them, neat holders. There was a beautiful Grischaber agate holder with the dip pen. I forget what the number 7 size was, but it was a very, very cool, very cool dip pen. Very, very nice. And that went for pushing 200, I think, on that one. 190, I think it sold for. But I did manage to score, and this is something that's been kind of on my wish list for a number of years. If you can see it here, there's two here. These are McKinnon stylographs. These are, and George will probably correct me if I'm wrong, I think we discussed these are about 1860-ish, somewhere in that time frame, 1870. But the thing about these, and I'll show you, this is the better one of the two. They have this cute little cap right here. And in this particular example, it's gold-filled. But you would take it off, and then you put it on this little stub on the back end, and that's where how you post it. But it's a stylograph. Fills via eyedropper. But almost all the time you find them, the cap is gone because it's just little tiny nothing. But so now I have two McKinnon stylographs in my collection. It's kind of nice. And they went for a reasonable price, too. There's the other one.
They had tires back then?
They had tires back then, you betcha.
Alrighty.
So was that, and did we win anything else? Oh, yeah, well, okay, so before we get to Lisa giving me the evil eye, Steph and I were in the second row, and
you know, they maneuvered it so that I couldn't see either of them very well. Most of the time, I can see both of them to help keep them both in line, and this time, they were both kind of blocked by, I could see between them. And, you know, once in a while, they'd put their heads together and chat about something, but I could see neither of them very well, which I thought was not very good placement. It's hard to give somebody the evil eye when you can't see them.
George says 1870s, and he thinks it's patented in 1872. So that's for those listening. Although mine might be a little bit later than that. So still, early, but old. So anyway, this item comes up for sale, and it was kind of funny because Ben left it in his room.
And now, why was it in his room, and why wasn't it with the rest of the stuff? I mean, that, to me, that's a little odd.
I don't know. I don't know. But it was in Ben's room, and he's trying to describe this. It's this notebook. It's about this big by this high, and it's like got some paper in it, but it's not written on it, but it's sort of leather, and it's old, and it's, you know, it's like this, but it's sort of narrower than an 8.5x7. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and he's trying to describe the, you know, it sort of has, it's not a spiral, it's got, I think it's got some rings, it's kind of bound in there, and you know, it's beyond vague.
Yeah.
And it sounded cool, but, you know, who knows? Like, he's going off memory, and you know, there's you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't do anything, but they're going to sell it. So.
Yeah, and it sounds cool. And I'm thinking to myself, and I think I may have mentioned this to Steph, is all the time they're wasting trying to describe this stinking thing, Ben could have run up to his room and gotten it and come back down, or they could have put it at the end of the auction and moved on or whatever. But anyway, so they started to bid on it, and Lisa and I are going back and forth. We're kind of, you know, we're doing the we're talking but we're not talking kind of thing.
Yeah.
You want to bid on it? It sounds cool. I mean, you know, how bad can it be, you know? And finally, and all this time, I wasn't even really paying attention to the bidding, and all of a sudden, Steph raises her card. I'm like, oh! That started laughing. And apparently, it was getting toward the end of the bidding, and she decided that since she saw the two of us,
she had it with us, and she was just going to bid.
Yeah, she had had enough, and she was going to bid, and here it is as a gift.
Like with the two of you indecisive fools.
yeah, here you go. It is. It's really neat. It says Property W.A. Schaefer Pen Company on the top, and it's a leather. Real thick leather, and it flips upward, and it's got, you know, it's got your little plastic tab, and then it has some old loose leaf, and a really interesting loose leaf too, because it's rounded on one side and square on the other. There's nothing in it. There's no writing. There's no markings on the back.
Last will and testament of W. A. Schaefer.
You know, I was thinking about doing a rubbing. You know, see if I could pull something off.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's interesting. I just noticed this. On the back, it says IP loose leaf, patent December 20th, 04 to December 12th, 05. So we don't know how old it is. It's old, of course.
It's cool.
It's a cool piece. It's thick. You can kind of see it. It's about a half inch thick, maybe. It's got some wear on the top, but it could have been in the shop. It could have been, who knows? I mean, it could have been Walter Schaefer's. We don't know. Purely speculative, but very, very cool piece. We're going to put it up in the store, and just another cool piece of ephemera. So thanks, Steph.
All right, moving on.
All right. What else?
Sunday, we bought more stuff.
Oh, I got a pen. I forgot about this. I sort of got a pen.
Well, you know, Sunday's usually slower. And when we were having breakfast, Sunday morning we had breakfast with our dear, dear friends from Kenro, with Deneen and Ryan. And Ed did not wait on us on Sunday morning, so it was a little sad. But there was a huge pileup on one of the expressways. And so all these flights are canceled, the bridges are closed, these highways are closed, everybody's freaking out. So Sunday was not as well attended as it probably would have been if not for the weather. But we took advantage of it and went shopping again.
And yeah, we did.
We did. Well, you know, it's an opportunity we only get 12 or 15 times a year.
Yeah, I know. Just a few times a year. Every 4 weeks.
Not everybody is at all the shows. It's not guaranteed that any one vendor or organization will be at every single show. And so when you can find something cool, something new, we take advantage of it. So we spent some more money. We bought more stuff.
Well,
but we got some cool stuff.
Well, Deneen made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So we were picking up some stuff for the website and for the store. And then she pulls out this, you know, she's got a big 48 pen case that she's got stuff in. And we're like, okay, we'll take all these and these and these. And then she pulls out this little, it was what, a 12 pen case?
I think so, it was little.
It was a little.
It was the special one.
It was the special ones. And in it, on one, I don't even know what was on the left side. I think the left side was empty. But there was like
six
Schaefer Legacies.
Pretty.
And I love these things. I think they're perfect size, they're perfect girth, posted, they're a decent length. It's the nib is so beautiful, you know, that inlaid nib, and she had one there.
Who's calling silver, your name?
Sterling silver with gold fill trim. Look at this thing. A nice, I don't know what kind of pattern you call that on there. I'll have to look it up. It's gorgeous. It's unbelievable. Nice inlaid nib, you know, classic Schaefer, medium point. And she made me this ridiculous offer, and then I stood there, and then she dropped the price again, I think. I don't remember. I was just starstruck by it, and so I took it. So it's supposedly for the store.
Yeah, we'll see if it makes it to the store.
But.
But, you know, Kenro is there, Yaffa was there, and it's a perfect time to see some of the new things and to pick them up so that we don't have to wait for things to be shipped. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, we are, first and foremost, collectors. And so whenever we can get something for our own collection or when, you know, we want to see it, hold it, touch it, test it, just like you all do, and you know, shows are a perfect opportunity. There are things that we get notice of from manufacturers, but and sometimes we want to see it first. And
yeah, they had a killer Omos there, the new Paragon, that black one with the matte black finish.
Don't you already have a collection of Paragons?
Well, I only have three.
That's a collection.
I don't have a black with matte black trim.
I know. It was cool. Brian was totally drooling. Yeah.
You know, we didn't mention the reason you were giving me the evil eye during the auction. The last, what?
Several.
10, 15 lots.
Six or eight.
Was it six or eight? I don't know. We won six or eight.
I know. Anyway.
Maybe, let's just say 10. It doesn't matter.
The last
10 lots were all essentially, I don't know if they're new old stock, but they're very clean Mont Blanc parts. And since we're now a Mont Blanc dealer, we have customers who come in who have Mont Blancs that are in need of repair. We thought maybe it would be a good opportunity to start getting some parts so that maybe we can help them repair the pens more cost effectively. And so I'm bidding on some of the stuff, and then all of a sudden I would stop bidding, and then you know we were getting to the end of the auction. You know, here it once, twice. Lisa's looking at me and raising an eyebrow. Boom. So yeah, we came home with most of the parts, you know, some nice caps and barrels and got some
pretty stuff.
Yeah, some pretty stuff, and got some really cool tips from our good friend Carl Seidel, who also got something for you, but I don't think you brought it home yet.
It's in the toiletries bag, I think. Now, yeah. We talked a while back about Brian had gotten a Parker Vacumatic that had been turned into a handle for his razor. It's a razor handle. And Carl makes these. And so I fell in love with it. I think I stole it, actually, for a little while. And then he said he'd make me one. And so he delivered it to me in Philly at the show. And I have my own razor handle that takes, like, Mach 3 razors that is an Estabrook handle. So it's really cool. And I know someone had asked about his information a while back because he makes really cool retrofit stuff and shaving brush handles and razor handles and all this cool stuff. So
cap actually at ballpoints out of Vacumatics. I mean, just
he does really cool things with what would be useless parts, and it's just. And the quality of his work is wonderful. So his name is Carl Seidel, or Seidel, and it's Pens of Distinction. So we'll put a link someplace or put it in maybe show notes or something. But send us an email if you want his contact information. But he does really cool stuff. I was excited. He sealed up the lever so that, you know, when water gets on it, nothing's going to happen. But it's just really cool. And yeah. Brian's is gorgeous. It's beautiful. But anyway, he's just incredibly talented. He's very clever.
Let's see. So what else, Sunday, did we want to talk about?
Sunday was entertaining. So, yeah, Sunday was definitely slower than last year, but I'm positive that, you know, people couldn't come to the show because of the weather. And a lot of people left early as soon as the roads opened so that they could make it back out. By the time that we closed the show and left, the roads were perfectly fine.
Yep.
So we got very lucky.
It was quite safe. A little bit of snow going through the mountains. But
that was about it.
Yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock?
3 or 4.
Yeah, about 3 o'clock, unloaded. Showed Dave all the cool new stuff. And we'll show you some of the cool stuff next week, too, because we bought... there's some new stuff out that we got to see for the first time, so we grabbed some of it. New products, new pens, really cool stuff.
Yeah, some of it's really interesting.
Made some progress on some stuff that's going to be happening first quarter this year, I think. It's just really killer. So it's going to be a fun year for sure. Off to a good start.
In fact, we confirmed a couple things on the way back. Brian was texting with somebody. And we confirmed a couple really fun things. So.
Yep, we did. So
while we were gone, are we jumping into what's new in the store?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get moving on this.
While we were gone, the brand new retro popper, the Forever, with the for Valentine's Day came out, and so we got that in. Dave put it up on the site. We've already moved quite a bit of it. That's pretty cool. They're cute. And
yeah, I'll get some pictures up this week.
They're little. They look like the little candy hearts on it. And then it glows in the dark.
Oh,
that's cool.
It glows in the dark.
That's freaking cool. So you're going to have to light it up and then turn off the lights and then take a picture.
Oh, that's awesome. Totally.
I know. It's really cool. So that was fun. And we have some of the Retro 51 Harley Davidson pens. Some of those are kind of cool.
Yep. And we'll get some pictures of those up this week, too. Really, really kind of fun little they're rollerballs, just like the Retro 51s. So.
We picked up some tool pens from Yaffa while we saw them. The fountain pens, we now have the red and the brand new. It's kind of funky. The orange with black.
It's like a pumpkin.
I know, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Those are team colors of Who was that? Well, lots of people. My home school was orange and black.
Orange and blue is Syracuse, that's all I know.
Fountain pen and ballpoint, I think, on those. On the orange, right?
I think so. I don't even know. We ended, literally, Ross walked over with this huge pile of pens.
He just kept bringing pens over all
the time. It was great. And then he's like, all right, I got more. I'm just putting them in the boxes or whatever. So that was fun.
We also picked up something I know some of you vintage people are going to really be interested in. I couldn't believe my eyes when Lisa brought these over to me to show me. For those of you who have slim Targas.
Which I love. That's my next collection, by the way.
Slim Targas?
I love slim Targas.
Okay. Slim Targas are any slim 90s Schaefer pen that you can no longer get a cartridge for. The most asked question is what converter fits? Well, the obvious answer is it's the slim Aerometric converter, which you can't find anywhere at all. And we managed to come across a number of them. Now, the initial thought was, well, I'll just take them out of the pen and then look to sell the converter. But you can't do anything with the pen then because you can't get the cartridge. So we're going to sell
the
pen. Yeah, they don't make them anymore. So we're going to sell the pen as the converter with a free pen.
Buy a converter, get a free pen.
Get a free pen. And they're nice. They're brushed stainless steel. And I don't know the model number. These are new old stock pens.
Yes.
Brushed stainless steel with chrome trim. And the other ones are, correct me if I'm wrong, matte black with gold trim.
I think so.
But it's going to be random. Buy the converter, you get the pen for free. So those are actually up on the site now. But if you need a converter for a slim Target, that's the one.
They are amazingly impossible to find.
Couldn't believe you found those. I was just like,
I'm that good.
You are that good. What else? We have. I think you've got something else over on your side.
I do. We got restocked in our leather, including the 3-zip case that we have been out of forever.
Yeah, they actually weren't going to make them anymore.
Right.
And
we begged.
We need them.
So we have the black now, and we will have the brown in about a month.
Is that when it's going to be? I can't remember. So.
Yeah.
Those are back.
These are great. It's a perfect size. I like how compact they are. I like that they zip. That way nothing... Because I tend to put more. Like, it holds 3, but there's a little space. So I put 4. And the zipper holds it all in place. Come on, I can't be the only one. The leather is so soft. I love those.
So those are back. I don't know if we got them up yet. And of course the Sailor Magellan here, I will put this up for sale. If somebody's interested in this, let me know. Otherwise I'll just put it up on the site. What else you got?
That new stationery that came in is up on the site. And then this week, a little bit of last week, all of this week, and I think a little bit of next week, we will be, finally restocked in, quite a few things. Twisby just came in today. Not much, but a little.
Orange.
Yeah. So, but we've got some more of those Ziller Dip pen nibs coming in this week, and quite a few other things.
Yeah, the Nico G is popular. It's a nice, nice flexible dip pen. It's been really popular. We've got some Visconti coming in, so lots of stuff going on. So,
yep.
Check it out, and if you have any questions, let me know. Pictures will go up this week. Shout-outs this week. I want to do the first one.
Okay.
Our good friends, Hugh and Carol, can't be with us this evening due to some things that they're going through. So just know what we're thinking of you. And there we go.
Okay. I didn't know about that.
Oh, well, I just found out.
Okay. Moving on. Hugh and Carol, you know we love you. We're here for you. I have no idea what we're doing. Steph, congrats on passing your exam. I knew you would, but Steph and I were going back and forth the whole weekend. Like, shouldn't you be studying?
She was underlining stuff during the auction. She's like, okay, not interested in anything for the next 13 pieces. I'm going to underline.
And Sunday she would leave, and maybe even a little bit of Saturday afternoon. She'd leave and she'd go study, but then she'd be back like half an hour later. Mm-hmm. That's studying. Yep, that's called lunch. But no, she. Congrats on passing the test. We knew you would, but it was a lot of fun to tease her like one of my kids. Like, shouldn't you be doing your homework? So that was cool. And while we were gone, our phenomenal assistant. He's actually like the man who runs everything. Dave had a birthday on Friday, so happy birthday, Dave. Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, I actually was surprised we called him up and wished him a happy birthday at the show. So
yeah, we left him a note in the fridge. And we should have had like a little scavenger hunt for him to go find things. But
we should have. That would have been fun.
Next time.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, what else we
got? Shout out to Angus, who was at the show, and David. Sabina, we missed you. Usually Sabina is there. We got to see Ira. We got to see some Terumi stuff, of course. George was there. And let's see, George brought his mom and his sister.
And some really cool pens, I might add.
You know, it was funny. I was commenting to George that it was almost like he was either mad at you or avoiding you. I mean, he didn't have anything to sell you.
He assured me that the next time he saw me, he would. So I'm really a little concerned. I did get
he's
to see.
He's taking it easy on you.
He is. He's working me. He's working me hard, I think. He did show me some really, really cool pens. I don't believe I had ever seen in person a Waterman horseshoe nib, much less a number 5. Horseshoe nib, and in the pen even, awesome, and he had 2 Heath overlays that were just outstanding work by an outstanding jeweler, very cool stuff, always a pleasure to see what's in George's...
to drool on George's pens.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, high relief overlays were just, I love those things.
But, you know, it was family day for a couple of pen people. George brought some of his family. We got to see Tim Hoffman, who's always a trip. And he brought his...
I didn't see him much.
Yeah, he was doing the family thing. But he had his sister Maggie there, and I don't remember his other sister's name. And she brought her husband and their 3 boys, and his mom was there. It's always fun when... you get to see the family members of your pen friends. And like I was talking to George's sister, who now does use fountain pens. And so it's fun to watch that slow conversion.
Well, she was stocking up, too, a couple of bottles of ink.
She was.
And George and I are sitting behind the table. We're standing there. And she's on the other side. And she kind of peers over the, you know, the ink thing that we've got going on there. And she goes, George, do I need micromesh?
So it's fun to watch the family members go from rolling their eyes and just shaking their heads to I want to go, let's leave early, and here's my list. So it's just fun to see. A little shout out to Tim Girdler, who can't be in the chat. He was really disappointed. He just really has a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It's always fun talking with Tim. He was right behind us,
great.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
He showed me a really cool way that he handles his repairs at the show, which I thought was really, really, really a neat.
It's neat called process. Organized.
Well, it's organized. Yes, absolutely.
Let's see. Have we fully covered food enough to make everybody happy?
I think so. I mean, I had a Philly steak, you know, of course, when I'm Philly. I think they doubled the size this year because this thing was huge. There is no way. And we didn't eat, I don't think, on Saturday, did we? Was Saturday the day we didn't eat lunch? There's no way a human being can eat this whole thing. It's like...
it was big.
It's like a foot long. It's two... Yeah. I mean, actually, it was more like two 7-inch long sandwiches that were just, like, stuffed full. Yeah. And then this huge mound of fries.
The wings were not good.
Wings were a little disappointing this year, but...
The mild was really, really hot.
I don't remember them being that way last year, so we'll try next year, and we'll see. You know, we'll get them the benefit of the doubt.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They'll earn our business back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They don't need to earn it. They have.
No, it's great. And we always have the same server, and she's phenomenal. So shout out to Nicole.
And beer is good as always, so it's making me wish we had some.
I know.
Oh, that reminds me, I have wine over here. I guess I should
make it for him. That's about it. We should go.
All right, anything else? Pack it up for the week?
I think so. My eyes are still kind of freaky.
All right. All right, everyone. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. And remember, InkoRimo is coming up soon. I got my first InkoRimo letter today.
I'm determined to at least sort of participate in that. I've got to send...
Go ahead.
I've got to get some sent. I have to write to Stephen Brown's mother.
Yeah. Well, I think since I got one, I can start now. It'll count. If I can just get 30 letters done, 28 letters done, I'll be in good shape. or you can catch us online, email brian@andersonpens.com.
Or at lisa@andersonpens.com. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and whatever other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog, of course, blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Join our mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Night.